for your understanding, a translation from English to Spanish of the question, but the answers will be provided in English by Coach Floro. So if we can just probably get your first impressions on the match tonight.
For me, it has been a good game in several minutes at the first half, several minutes in the second, but sometimes we lose the positioning, and it was dangerous because the opponent team made three or four counter-attack, and so we need to control better the all the game, no?
Thank you. So we'll open it up for questions.
Benito, how important was it to get that goal right away after Jamaica scored first?
¿Qué tan importante fue para nosotros haber hecho ese gol inmediatamente después de que Jamaica convirtió?
It was important because psychology is very, very important to be confident in the game, no? In the mood. We were going, I think, very, very good until this moment, and it was an accident, no? And to score a goal immediately and decide to score a goal with a corner, how do you say, preparado?
Yeah, with a set play, something we work on.
Make a player happy, so it has been very important.
We saw how important Dwayne Di Rosario is to the fans. What does he mean to the team and the squad going forward?
Ellos dicen que se dieron cuenta lo importante que es de Rosario para los hinchas, qué tan importante es de Rosario para la selección.
It's important, very important. Si no, if not, I don't call him, no. But it's true that Dero is at the end of his career, no. So we need to use Dero until he decides, no? Because for us he's a very good player. I think he's excellent player. His feeling is always with the national team. No, depend on Dero.
Benito, how did you think the defense played, and specifically how they dealt with Jamaica's speed on the counter?
¿Cómo pensás que jugó nuestra defensa? Que soportó bien la velocidad de Jamaica.
The problem was we lost three throw-ins. Throw-ins, I explain my players always, is the most dangerous move in the game, both offensively and defensively. So we lose three throw-ins. And consequence, the other team, Jamaica, developed three dangerous counter-attack. So in this case, our front four must do a drop-off and get a standby. No?
Mm-hmm.
It's two mistakes. We need to take advantage for the throw-in, and if not, immediately the drop-off.
¿Estás contento con el fútbol de ataque que jugamos? ¿Y es algo que te da, que te deja contento y que realmente estás satisfecho?
I'm happy because the result, it was very important for players, because we create not only in this game, if not the other game, we have created a lot of chance of goal, but our facility to score a goal is not hard, no? So the attack for our team is good, because we try to look to have a chance of goal creating the move, no? But this is not easy to put inside their mind immediately, no? But I think they try to do, and several moves are a consequence of a good attack. There is another thing today for us, the pitch, the grass, was muy rápido, fast.
Very quick.
Very quickly. And it's perfect, because it's a perfect grass, but with the water, it's very fast for to control the ball and to punt. So, for the next game, we'll pay attention to this part. No?
Okay, two more questions, yeah.
Coach, congratulations on your first win. It's a long journey turning this program around. You've been in charge for a little over a year. How far along the road do you think have you gone? How much more work is there to do with this team?
Te felicito por hasta el momento la victoria. Se da cuenta de que hubo un cambio, un progreso en el equipo. ¿Cuánto más se va a progresar de aquí en adelante?
Thank you very much. I don't like to speak about percentage, but in my idea we are now at 40%, so we need to increase a lot the pressing, we need to increase a lot throw-ins, offensive throw-ins, because we need to take advantage of with this move, and we need to look for the forward winger, to look for the back, the opponent back, often, no? Because always behind the in front of the opponent defense is very difficult to create a move, no? So there are three offensive moves we need to increase a lot. But today, in the first part, in the second, maybe two. But in the first, both Henry and De Jong make I think 10 or 12 cross, very perfect. So we need to take advantage for this. To arrive two players to shoot on target and the other close to the semicircle. So this is a collective movement which is necessary to increase is because we need to develop a lot to have a lot of days for training, so we need a lot to do that.
How much of an issue is it that a league like Major League Soccer doesn't break? How much does it affect your preparation knowing that you can't get all your players here in time?
¿Cómo te afecta negativamente? ¿Cuánto es que te afecta negativamente de que la MLS no para en la fecha FIFA?
As well as MLS teams, our FIFA date, no? So we need I think we have a good balance between clubs, MLS clubs, Canadian and United States, but it will be better to have all the players, no, with any problem, no. But the most important question is a good relationship in the camp. In this camp, I think we offer clubs, if they need, especially Toronto for the situation, we need to allow several players if they need the players, no? But for us, it's very important to understand that this game are not friendly games. We need to win to increase the CONCACAF qualification. So for us, and mentality, besides mentality, we need to consider this game official game. So we need the camps, because in the camp, in the days of training, we teach players how to do several important questions, tactical questions, because it's impossible for us to increase the physical condition. It's impossible. In 5 days, it's impossible. So we need to take advantage of this quality, technical quality, and increase a lot of tactical.
Last one.
Thank you. Coach, could you assess Jamaica's performance tonight and tell us, going into the game, what were your plans in terms of attacking Jamaica's team tonight?
Sí, puedes hablar sobre qué pensás de Jamaica, del equipo de Jamaica, y cuáles eran los planes antes de empezar el partido, cuáles eran los planes de atacar a Jamaica.
Before we saw several, or we watched several games of Jamaica, and we know it's a good team, physically, speed and power. But the plan for us was to control the ball a lot, to combine a lot, try to develop the moves. Important moves, the wall and so on, but in the first half, after the 10 first minute, we start to play well, but with not a lot capacity to control and to pass because the rapid
surface. The field was very quick.
In the second half was the physical condition. Jamaica was in better condition, no? That physical condition does
fitness
than our team. So I think Jamaica it has been a very good test for us, because after that we are going to analyze the game to in regard to offer the player our opinion. To increase things, mentality, and if it is possible, physically in the clubs.
Perfect. Thank you, Coach Lara. We'll have the Jamaican coach next, and the players will be in the mix zone outside the dressing room.
Thank you. Okay.